Hello and welcome to the Joseph Richards Show. I am your host, Joseph Richards. The current city is Arlington, Virginia, our nation's suburb. The current time is 7:44 p.m. and something else is something else. Tonight, this morning, I know I've given you the time, but I don't think that actually matters, and I want you to sort of forget everything that's happened up until now. Forget. Don't think about it. Just let it be gone. The past. The football flew slyly as it was passed from one ovoid athlete to the next. The past. It's all in the past. Nothing is now except now. And that's it. There's no context. There's no background. There's no history. It doesn't exist. Nothing has happened except this. And this happens. I think you know what I'm saying. So recently,
I don't know how many of you know this about me already, but you're going to learn it now. So I have a vasectomy, and that's where they snip your vas deferens. So you can't get someone pregnant. You can't impregnate someone, anyone really. It doesn't have to be a specific person you're not impregnating. I think it applies generally. At least that's what they told me when I got it. They didn't actually tell me that because I didn't think ahead of time to ask such a specific question. But now I wish I would have. So at least I'm not just here giving you information that you don't necessarily know is true. And I feel like I should have more background, but there's no background. There's no past. There's nothing. There's just this and this. I promise I will not do that more than 15 more times on this episode. So I have a vasectomy. Why do I have a vasectomy? I can hear no one asking except my producer, Tamara, who is looking at me in a way, Tamara, why? This is my show. This is not called the Tamara, the producer show. This is the Joseph Richards show. And I know that without you, a lot of this wouldn't, right. No. Why would I have used your spoon and put it back without cleaning it? Why would I do that? That's not me. I'm the Joseph Richards of the Joseph Richards show. I could buy a spoon and just throw it away. Sometimes I buy the 40-pack of spoons and just put them in directly into the garbage can that is lined with golden garbage can thing bags that you put in there. Disposable bags. I do that. Tamara, don't even. Why? Okay, whatever. Look, the people want to hear about my vasectomy and why I have one. And what hilarity is going to ensue from the story, because everyone, there's an anticipation, an expectation that when I start talking, something funny will inevitably happen. It hasn't yet in 29 years, but there's still, everyone's waiting on a punchline that they know will eventually, most likely, probably occur with the same certainty as everything that happened in the film 2012 with John Cusack and Danny Glover and some other people who were probably in it. Barbara Streisand, I think, was in it. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Mayim Bialik was in it, I believe. Roger Federer, for some reason, making a lot of... I know I was going to make a racket joke, Roger Federer, but I stopped myself, Tamara. Don't... Okay, anyway. So, I knew I didn't want to make kids. And just in case you're curious, kids, not kids. I would love to make kids. I think they're practical. I think they're comfortable. I think they are sort of the apex of shoe comfort design. I actually don't know a lot about kids. And so I should look up more before I sort of sing their praises. So I don't want to raise a kid, a child, a human being. Well, I don't want to make one, at least. I have no fucking clue if I want to raise a child. First of all, I'm not very strong. So there's, yeah, okay, I know they saw that coming, Tamara. I know that. Don't tell me. Please don't tell me that. I cannot have another self-esteem moment on air where I just can't have that again. We know what happened in Iowa. We know what happened, and that's why we're here in Virginia, Arlington, Virginia, one of the last remaining internet niche media markets that will accept this comeback. Speaking of comeback, so why did I have a vasectomy? I don't know why I'm pausing for laughter on a show that is pre-recorded. It's not pre-recorded. It's live. It's live. Forget that. No past. Only this. Only this. No past. Which completely undercuts the fact that I'm even telling you a story right now. But don't think about that. Just focus. Focus on the sound of my voice. Focus on the sound of my voice. Yes, I just had a sip of coffee. And yes, it is 7:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, daylight, mountain, central, awesome, moonlight, supermoon, standard, derivative time. So, right, vasectomy. Don't want to make a kid. Why would I want to make a kid? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Why would I want to ejaculate into another person, and then that impregnates them, and things start growing, and then they get bigger, and a human comes out of them. Like, why? Why would I want to do that? There's nothing appealing about that. There's nothing interesting about that to me. I mean, it's fascinating on a scientific, biological level. It's very fascinating, but not something that interests me as far as something I want to do myself. Oh, man, look, that person can weave a basket. That's amazing. That's amazing. I don't want to fucking learn how to weave a basket. I don't want to personally weave a basket. Yes, I'm comparing children to baskets. That's fine. Moses was put in a basket. Moses was a child. Therefore, a basket was left in the reeds and became prince of Egypt. Egypt worshipped baskets all the time. We know this. Oh, Pharaoh, we've made a mistake. Excuse me? Was that a pun on weave? Yes, Pharaoh. I have no Egyptian. obviously Egyptians. That was their dialect. Trust me. Trust me. That's why you tune in. You tune in to trust me. So, what was I talking about? Vasectomy? Why did I pick that? Anyway, you want me to cut to a commercial? That's funny. Okay. Look, I know this was meant to just... no, I'm not going to make vasectomy puns. Come on. That's ridiculous. Why? Oh. Anyway, so I had a vasectomy. Oh, right. I don't want to make a kid. That's right. I don't want to... Just because I see something that's happened doesn't mean that I want to do it personally myself. I'm not Mike Rowe or somebody similar to him, including probably his brother, if he has one. or uncle or sister or aunt or termite or focaccia bread. Well, bread, thoroughbred. So, I don't want to make a child. But then, as soon as I shared that, I got the following questions. Why don't you want to make a child? Don't you want somebody to take care of you when you're older? Are you fucking kidding me? So you want to argue with me rationally about my decision not to have a child. Okay. So let's just see who's more rational here, because I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to go through the laborious process to do this. Let's do it. Okay. I want to have a vasectomy.
Oh, why do you want to have a vasectomy? Don't you want a child to take care of you when you're older?
Okay. That's your point. If I have a child, they will, I will have somebody to take care of me when I'm older. Okay. At least two quick counterpoints. One, what if the child dies before I do? Just a thought. Probably won't happen. Rarely happens. Children almost never die first. So that's obviously a really good argument, and you've kind of got me there. So I don't know what I was thinking. God, I wish I could reverse this. What if my child is a fuckwad? What if I'm a fuckwad as a parent? And we never speak to each other beyond their third birthday. They leave home when they're three. They pack a hobo bag a la Bugs Bunny cartoons, and they ride the rails to Des Moines or Council Bluffs or Topeka or Buffalo, the place and not the animal or the wing. So what if that happens? Okay. But look, man, you like, you can't know. I mean, you just won't experience true happiness until you're a parent. Okay, look, I'll be obvious. No. I don't mean like you're too oblique, man. Like, I mean, my what? You want me to work out my... No, man. Like, you're opaque or obscure or like you're hiding. You're not a parent. But, I mean, like, when you have a child and you're, like, rearing that child, just shut up. Let me finish, man. When you're rearing that child, like, if that child says to you, "Dada," yeah, okay. I mean, it tells you which, like, artistic movement they'll like. But it also, like, but then when they say "Papa" or "Father," it just, there's not a better moment in your life. There's nothing higher than that. Okay, so what you're saying is a person can never truly be happy until they have a child, and that child reveals to them their favorite artistic movement.
Yeah, man, I'm saying that. How hard? But you won't get it. You won't get it until it happens to you, man. Okay. And hey, you know what though? What if you change your mind? You don't want kids now. What if you change your mind? Oh yeah, that makes sense, because it's very much like my eating habits. My decision to have or not have children, make or not make children, is very similar to how I choose my hamburgers. Oh man, I don't want a hamburger. Hey man, you might change your mind. Oh God, you're right. I should not say I don't want to. I should order a hamburger now, before it's too late. I should find the right person to order a hamburger with. I should find somebody with nice buns that we can share the hamburger. Again, before it's too late. Like, I want to settle down. I want to have a nice hamburger to carry on my family cholesterol line. I just really need, maybe they'll grow up to be some sort of Kaiser. Even though that would
Because the hamburger includes the bun, right? I mean, you wouldn't just say, because you say hamburger patty, I'm pretty sure those are, you know, when you say hamburger, the connotation, the semiotic, not symbiotic, like Venom and Eddie Brock, or the new person who is Venom in Amazing Spider-Man, who you probably don't know, and I'm not going to reveal it to you, but it's somebody who something is a person in comic book land, not a real person. So I'll probably tell you about my vasectomy. Well, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going. Time be damned. I'm going all the fucking way here with this story. So I was working at Planned Parenthood in Utah when I decided, after I'd made my decision to have a vasectomy. And despite the critics availing me of their pleas, probably a misuse of availing. Anyway, so I got a discount on a vasectomy, which was nice. So that's, you know, cutting costs, cutting tubes. So I think that was actually on the flyer that I found in the student union. Who knows? Oh, the union. That's funny, because there wasn't gonna be one anymore. So I at Planned Parenthood, and they give me this list of things that I need to do to prepare for the vasectomy. I have to find somebody to drive me home, because they're gonna give me some kind of medication that's gonna make me all loopy, like a Mobius strip. And so I found my friend Heather. I didn't find her, but I asked her, and she said she would be my driver for the vasectomy, not for the vasectomy, but after, following the vasectomy. You don't want to be driven around while you're getting a vasectomy. Just very dangerous. They also told me, or the sheet of paper told me, that I could, they had a walkman, or a walk person, really, because even women can be outdated technological devices these days, thanks to all the hard work over the years of things, Sony's and daughters working together. So they said they had a Walkman, or maybe a Discman, walk person or disc person. I'm not sure what they said, but It was a disc person is what it really was, now that I'm remembering the past that doesn't exist, this. So I thought, okay, well, I can bring a compact disc. I'll bring, why don't I bring Viva Hate by Morrissey? Why not bring that one? Although it would have made sense to bring Bona Drag, which has End of the Family Line on it. Is that the one that's on, or is it Kill Uncle? I don't know. Somebody will have to write in and correct me. So I go in. I take the drug, the pill, sitting there. I know these people. I'm working with these people. And they know me, and they're whatever, fucking asking me questions. And I did not freeze a sample of my sperm before going in. Why would I want to do? I do not want progeny. I do not want descendants coming from my loins and going forth and doing things that in my name. I don't want people going forth and saying, I am son of Joey and I have broken this skateboard on my face. No, I don't know you. I don't know you, kid. You don't give me my skateboard back. Look, you're smaller than me, but just give me the fucking, God, kid, just give me the skateboard. God, you're not my son. You're not my son. You're not my son. So I go in and the woman who is going to be performing the surgery. And then the surgery, they cut a little hole in the little scrotum. No, it's fine. The scrotum, And they go in with like a fucking laser and burn things, cut things, and cauterize and tie things and use this twist tie and a bendy straw and other things, super glue, something like that. Concrete, I think they might have put concrete in there to seal things up. No idea. So she comes in, and then a guy comes in. And this is what the woman who will be performing the surgery tells me. Hello, I'm this person. This is my name. I'm this thing, this title, this thing. I've been doing this for 15 million years or something. So I'm going to do the first half. Okay, sweet. The first half is going to be great. I'm very excited about the first half. And this here is fuck all. And he's going to do the same. He's training. He's going to do okay. So wait a minute. So you professional, 15 million years of experience, you're going to do – that's great. You're using a soldering iron. You're using a laser. You're cutting into my, yes, reproductive, but also sexual organs. You're cutting there. Great. I feel good about that. And then Johnny from the street is fucking doing that on the other side because he's training? You are nuts. You are fucking nuts. That is no, no. But I said yes because I was on drugs. And I thought, I don't care. I get to listen to my Morrissey CD. Yes, that's very exciting that's one of the first things I asked for when I got there. Hey, I saw in the paper, probably they printed this paper in like 1984. I saw in this paper that you have a compact disc or a disc person available. They had to like go find one and find fucking batteries for it. Why was it such a big deal that I have this? I don't know. So whatever. So I'm there. So okay. So the anesthesia. They put it's local anesthesia. So, you know, as part of the whole like community grown. So they got it. I was in Salt Lake. I think they might have gotten it in Provo. So at least it was still in state. So still a local anesthesia. I mean, not something not as close as I would have liked it to be. So they take the local anesthesia and they put it right into your fucking testicles. And it was fine. It didn't really hurt that much. The shot that has hurt the most in my life has been a shot into the roof of my mouth when I was getting my wisdom teeth removed. So I'm there. I'm drugged out. My balls are numb, and or testicles. I don't want to say ball. The word balls. I kind of hate using it because I always feel like I should be pledging for Alpha Omega Simicron. When I say that, I feel like no offense to all the frat people who can't read and can't figure out where this podcast is and aren't listening anyway. No offense. But I feel no offense. Do you think that's how he kept the animals on the ark? Hey Noah. Yes, Hippo. I think I'm gonna leave. I'm not really, you know, I mean, I normally fine in the water, so I'm pretty hungry. Like, I know you didn't think about this because God didn't say, like, bring two of every food on the ark, so we're all pretty hungry. But like, I mean, I just ate some mothballs and I didn't really like them. I don't even know. Which is weird because you brought the moths, so I don't know why you brought the moth balls. That's kind of weird. Like, that's weird. So anyways, no, you're not going to stop me. I'm going to run. Oh, he hit the no offense. And now we have hippos. Still. So I'm lying there with numb testicles. Balls, that's right, yes. When I say balls, I feel like to refer specifically to my testes or testicles, I feel like a douchebag. God, I hate that term douchebag as well, because it's making fun of frat people, or fraternity members, as they like to be called today. And by today, I mean Wednesday. So I'll still call it balls. And by it, I mean them. So I'm standing there, not standing, I'm lying there, headphones on, Morrissey singing into my ear, "Little Man, What Now?" Oh, what? I guess they're snipping Morrissey. So "Little Man, What Now?" Earphones, balls numb, feeling good, body numb. I'm feeling like tugging on my testicles or whatever. So lady, billion years of experience, excellent. She was fine, first side. So then she passes the torch, as it were, to the fuckwad, doesn't know anything. I'm sorry that I keep saying fuckwad. I should stop. I'm going to stop. We may have children listening. I don't know. And children, if you're listening, ha-ha, you're not mine, fuckwad. So then, whatever, I'm still cool, calm, collected, copacetic, cucumber style. And the guy's doing his thing, pulling things, whatever, tug, tug, that's nice. It didn't get an erection as far as I know. I have no idea what happened to him. I didn't think to ask. I should have checked. No, I shouldn't have checked, no. But then I look up and I see him holding the next instrument he's going to use on me. And you know how in science class you have a Bunsen burner and you turn it on and the flame is there. And if you put, let's say you put metal on the flame, or just imagine the movies of like medieval times, not the restaurant, but the Middle Ages. You see somebody making a sword, tempering a sword. "You sword, you are too mean. Temper yourself." "I can't help it. I have a cutting wit." Yes, a rapier wit. "Oh, yes, because I'm fencing, a sword for fencing." "Oh, yeah, speaking of, did you hear about the hypoglycemic sword fighter who fainted?" "Shut up, sword. Just temper that. Temper your wit." Ding, ding. Anyway, they're hitting with the hammer, and the sword is glowing red. Well, this guy pulls up something that's glowing red, and he's about to stick it into my scrotum. But what did I do? I just listened. Just listened to the sounds of Morrissey and let this guy put a red-hot instrument into my scrotum. And then things were done. They tied it off, stitched me up, a quick little stitch, and I went back home. And so now I have a vasectomy. I tell you that to tell you this. The thing about the vasectomy is, once you have the vasectomy, you are supposed to go in about 3 months later and give them your sperm or semen again, and right around Fleet Week, give them your semen and they will test it to make sure there's no sperm in there. So how a vasectomy works, what it does, actually, because there's been the question several times, more than once for sure, do you still ejaculate? If so, does it look differently? What comes out? And that's about it. So your body no longer makes sperm. Okay. So, yes, I can still ejaculate. It still feels good. It feels fun. Still shameful every time. That you can't vasect to me your soul from your days in religion. Can't do that. It's not a giltectomy.
Giltectomy! Gil! I need to know! Giltectomy!
Shut up! It's not that. So still ejaculate. Sperm is still being produced. It just is reabsorbed into the body. So once again, I don't have to eat meat, getting my fair share of protein just by recycling my sperm, which, you know what, take that, Portland, Oregon. Oh man, we make everything out of recycled. I'm wearing a dictionary I used to use and it was falling apart and it's now in my pants. Well, guess what? I recycle my fucking sperm every day. I recycle my sperm and now I have fewer socks to clean and use less tissues. So take that, city of Portland, Oregon. Ha ha ha, you jerks. Tamara, yes, I know I was going to make a jerk comment, but I know nothing about that style of cooking, so I'm not even going to try. Let's see. So what comes out? Well, glitter mainly. So it has, I guess, changed in that way. It used to be semen. But now it's actually glitter, which is the only person glitter has impregnated is Rip Taylor's mom. So I don't know. Why would I speak ill of Rip Taylor's mom? I love Rip Taylor. I love his mom. I shouldn't have said that, and I apologize. But I don't. Because I don't. It's funny. No, I apologize. Guilt. It's like a mental ejaculation. With words out of my mouth. So. Semen still comes out. It just no longer has sperm. The semen is free. Oh, man. Good. We always have to carry these sperm, and we feel like we have a job to do. So now the semen is on vacation. The semen is on vacation. It doesn't – because previously it was like, basically like a commuter train. So pretty much now the semen is a commuter train without the fucking commuters. All the commuters have been killed in 2012, but the train is still running, and it's still going to the station on time once a year when I ejaculate, because I even hate masturbating, because I just – my hand is – I'm too good for my hand, or other things that I might use. Not a pillow. Why would I use a pillow? No, I've used a pillow. Two pillows. that's not a story for now. By the way, this is not safe for work. So if you're listening without your headphones on at work, or your headphones are on but not plugged into the computer, then excellent. I say this mainly because I'll probably be listening to this at work. so it's mainly for me. The semen is now like a commuter train. It's just going through, and it can just do whatever it will. Oh, yeah, I might stop here. I might not stop there. I might just keep going. I'm not going back, though. I'm definitely not. There's no return trip on this train, but I'm just happy to be free of those fucking sperm commuters. Always going, who knows, they're always going to brunch because they want eggs. Yes, that's right. So yeah, I don't want to make a kid, and now I hope that I can. Oh, right, yes, so I remember, yes, so you have to go back in 3 months for a follow-up, for a semen analysis. They don't call it sperm count because that's misleading, because that's just saying 1 sperm, 2 sperm, 3 sperm, 4 sperm, 5 sperm, 6 sperm, 7 sperm, 8 sperm, perm, 1 perm. 1 perm somehow, I don't, the count in my pubic hair. 10 sperm, 11 sperm, 12 sperm, 13 sperm, and so on and so forth up until 500 million or something. So they go back to make sure there's no sperm in your analysis. Not your analysis, my analysis. They make sure there's no sperm in the semen, remaining in the semen. So the train can keep going to Disneyland. That's not what I call vaginas. I don't, oh God. So anyway, so the commuter train, this metaphor has certainly broken down. before I even said it. So sperm and stuff. Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, so they want to check because, so why don't vasectomies work sometimes? Because people don't realize they still have sperm left over hanging out, hanging on the back, like, or the top, like Indiana Jones hanging on, or the epic fight between Dr. Octopus and Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2. That's what sperm are like. They do that. They cling, they hold, they just can't fucking let go, and they want to kill everyone in New York. Or at least impregnate them. Even if they can't be impregnated. Impregnable, if you will. Which is very weird to think about a castle being, or a fortress being impregnable. Okay, so I can't make this fortress, so there won't be many fortresses later down the road. I can't, so what can the fortress adopt? Will it go overseas to adopt? Will it maybe adopt a hut? Will it adopt the Alamo? Will it adopt outside? You know, it's typical. So it's a fortress, and then you've got an inter something. What are fortresses? Buildings? I don't fucking know. Anyway, whatever. I should be demoted for that joke. Like a castle being punished, but not Frank Castle, the Punisher. Whew. Oh, now that makes sense. You're listening to me fall apart and have a breakdown online. I'm not going back to fucking Iowa. Anyway, so they want to check that there's no epic battles going on in your semen. So you have to go back in 3 months. Now, that's a lot of pressure because I know the people at this office who are going to be checking my semen analysis. So, and I knew that I was not having sex at the time. So, because it makes sense to have a vasectomy when you're not dating anybody, of course. When there's no chance you can, well, why not add insult to injury? So I put myself on a very strict regimen of masturbating because I thought, I don't want to go back in 3 months and have sperm left over in my system, because the thought would be, I would imagine, because I would think this, if I were looking at someone's semen analysis after 3 months, you are not having enough sex. You couldn't even get the sperm out of your system in 3 months. We gave you 3 months. You couldn't come enough to get the sperm out of your system. That's ridiculous. You're a loser. And actually, we're reversing your vasectomy. Because there's no chance you'll be even close to a womb in any time in the future. So I was very nervous about that. So I had to, masturbate a lot way more than normal. So like 7 times a day. No, it wasn't that much. Right, so I had to do that. So I went back, and all the sperm went out of my system that were out of the semen. So that was nice. But now I want to go back and check again. You know, it's been over a year, 2 years, 100 years. Did I have it when I was born? I don't know. Yeah, born on a bicycle. So now I'm going to a place in Falls Church, Virginia. I have to call and make an appointment. This should be funny. I went and got my cup the other day, and there are results. So, not results, instructions for the semen analysis. I just want to point out real quick that I'm holding the instructions for the semen analysis in my hand, the one of my hands that I'm not using. I would never masturbate while making a podcast. I would never do that. While listening to it, yes. Actually just listening to my voice pleasures me. So I have these instructions for, oh, right. So what was my point? I showed these to you, the audience at home. I showed these to you. So you can't see them. So next part 2, which forthcoming, if you will, I'll tell you more. I'll tell you about what happens, the results, and I'll read these instructions to you. So, thanks as always for tuning in to the Joseph Richard Show. My producer, Tamara, has gone to dinner, I believe. But if she were here, she'd probably tell me we're out of time. As always, please feel free to send comments, suggestions, recipes, bottle caps in JPEG or GIF form, words you really like, awesome letters, symbols you found in ancient Egyptian tombs. Send those to thejosephrichardsshow@gmail.com.